Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Iboya Fekete, who is here presenting her wonderful film, Mom and Other Loonies in the Family. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the questions, for interest.
Well, the first question is the obligatory question. And if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film. What's the film
story?
About?
Actually, the story is based on the real story of my family.
Wow.
Based on the real story of my own mother, who really lived 94 years, and she moved really 27 times in her life. And but it's obviously the base of the story, and it's written, and it's parts, this and that is created. Some parts I can't even remember whether they happened or I just found it out. So it's very much, but it's very much the people and the atmosphere and everything what happened to us during one. It's a 100-year story.
Yeah.
Is that the whole 20th century?
That's a long time.
Yes.
And because you're kind of dealing with such a personal story, what are the challenges and difficulties of doing that?
I mean, it's just the same as every film which you take seriously.
Mm.
I mean, if you really want to tell something with your film, then you are suffering enough.
Yeah,
each and everyone. Well, the personal part, I thought I was finishing the emotional struggle with it when I finished the script. It was written by myself. And when it was ready, it just started to shoot, and I thought, okay, I have just to make the film, as normally I make a film, but it didn't happen this way, actually, no. My colleagues told me, no, it wasn't that simple. When I went into the set, I said, that bed would never stand there in that corner at my mother, at my mother's room. So it was, but it's just a joke. I kept far more of pushed away the personal part during the shooting.
But we're talking about 100 years of history, basically. Not just personal history, but also the history of our country. And that's a lot. And how do you kind of structure a film like that?
First of all, I have a bit of experience in low-budget filmmaking. So it wasn't a big budget, but we have a practice to make films where you can't see that it wasn't a big budget. So you don't see on the film that it was not their budget. On the other hand, of course, I always used archival footage. But not the norm, not the usual way, as normally when you want to illustrate some historical events or some historical personalities and you use the shots that you have. No, I was looking for everyday footage which is showing up the everyday life of the different periods.
Yes.
And that helps to put your own characters into the archive and to put the footage into your story and your scene. So it's a strange and very, very nice game. It's very, very enjoyable game to play with it. But on the other hand, of course, my DOPs, my set designers, my prop people, they made, and first of all, the wardrobe, they made a wonderful, wonderful job. So you don't need that much to show properly a period. We've been trying to follow the different film styles of the different periods.
Yeah.
So that back then it was 100 years, the film was 100 years old also, together with the century.
That's
interesting. So we started to follow the different periods filmmaking styles. So that's why we start the backwards history at the turn of the 19th, 20th century with slapstick, with mute films. Then we go to the, you know, this, before the Second World War, there were these social comedies
popular,
and this style. Then there is a war film. There is the so-called socialistic realism, which was the Stalinistic period. Absolutely terrible propaganda films.
Yeah.
So we follow all the different periods.
It's wonderful, yeah. I did notice the kind of underlined cinematic theme. And also in the story itself, I like the way that you don't just tell a linear story from start to finish. You have it narrated from the present day. So that was another idea you had.
Yes, you know, it's because when I have this experience with my old mom, and it was a big, big adventure to wandering around with her during the last 1-2 years of her life in the family's history, which meant you never knew whether who was who. It was a cousin or an uncle or a wife of somebody, but there was a story. You never know who is the hero, but there is a story. And each family is this memory is working this way.
Yeah.
You always have these stories around the Sunday lunch, family lunch. There's always somebody telling again the same story, and you can't remember who was with whom it happened. So the memory of a family is always a bit insecure. You know, because it goes from generation to generation, and somehow it's a little bit hard to say that it's moving, it's flexible in a way.
Yeah. And another thing that the film does is, like we mentioned before, examines the history of Hungary, and so there's a lot of political changes as well. But it's more about how it affects the family than the wider picture. Yes. So that was another idea. Yes.
There were so many political films about the century. It was a terrible century, full of terrible, terrible nightmares and tragedies and two wars and the revolution and plus the Stalinistic period in Hungary. So this time I said, okay, no politics, just let's see how people survived it. Because the very simple, very usual people, the so-called civilians, as we say, they don't deal with politics. They just try to survive. They didn't want to be a hero of the history. They didn't want history. It just happened to them, and somehow they tried to survive, how to say that, with pride and dignity and honesty.
And some people decide to move 27 times.
That's right. Because otherwise you couldn't survive.
So
there was always something dangerous, terrible, conflictuous. And my mother only had this one and only idea, let's move further on.
True, yes. It's a charming film, and it makes use of sense of humor as well.
Yes, you know, I was very lucky with my parents. They've been that kind of people. They've been not funny people, but we always lived in good mood, even in the worst circumstances. They had a great sense of humor, and they knew that somehow laugh belongs to the survivor. So somehow part of the survival is to be able to laugh even in the worst situation, otherwise we die. So that's self-irony what they had, and the sense of humor what they had, that helped a lot. So I have all my memories, even in the worst moments, that okay, we're going to survive somehow, we will laugh.
To mention that life is made of comedy and drama. A mixture of both, right? I wanted to talk to you, there's a lot of characters, and I wanted to ask you about the actors and how you were able to cast them, and how you were able to kind of, because they're playing kind of people that were part of your life.
Yes.
How you helped them in achieving their final image.
You know, it's first of all, how do you select actors? How do you ask actors for a film which is so much personal? They are very much kind of people as my family was. So I was looking very, very much to find that type of a person, which makes you believe.
Yes, personality over
acting. Absolutely. So the wonderful old lady, Danuta Szafrowska, who is 101 year old now.
Wow.
And she's still on the stage, as I understood. This spring she was still on the stage. And she's marvelous. She's a miracle.
Yeah.
And all the others are very much, somehow they are either similar or not, if not physically, then somehow in their mentality. They are very much like those people. I know that wonderful actors can play anything, even the opposite character than what is their own. But I deeply believe in that you see somebody as an actor or actress, and you get the character, basically, in a way. So and also, there's a lot of amateurs in the film who are figures and characters and faces which they don't have big parts, but it's very important that their faces give the illusion. Because don't forget that the people, before the war, they've been looking very differently than the today people. I mean, it's different faces, different bodies, different behavior, different gestures. So I needed faces to whom I believe that they are 80 years ago,
yes,
and not today.
Yeah. So physicality as well, not just to it.
Very much.
That's interesting.
And I'm sorry, and of course they are excellent actresses and actors in the leading parts and in the first 10 parts. Absolutely, I think they are absolutely wonderful actors.
Marvelous job, yeah, they did a marvelous job. For our listeners, we have kind of an international audience, so perhaps where would they be able to see the film next? Is there any plans of other festivals?
There will be a Brussels Film Festival, there will be Munich, and I don't know actually where it's going to go yet or where it's available. No, we are already have the DVDs just came out in Hungary, but it has a English and German subtitles, so...
Yeah.
For the moment, that's what I know. I don't know what's happening next.
It's out there, anyways. People can look it up. And I really encourage them to do so. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thanks. Thank you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.